Praise God. Hallelujah. So even before we go straight, I'm already so ready to share the word, but let us honor the Lord first. Can I say this? You know, I was reading a portion of the scriptures, Leviticus. How many of you enjoy reading Leviticus? We don't. But you know one thing? That was preserved for us because in Leviticus, it talks about the holy presence of God. It talks about it teaches us how to honor Him. We honor Him in our setting aside Sabbath. Do you know that this day is muchly needed for us? There's rest in the presence of God. When you and I set aside this time, Lord, I'm here because I want to honor you. Lord, I'm here because I would like to express my gratitude for you saving me from my sins. And giving our offering. You know what? In the Old Testament, they would even do a wave offering. Oh, wow. When I was reading that, wow. Because you know what? In their hearts, they believe that God is the source. You and I are alive not because of our own doing. The life that you and I have, we are alive because of Jesus. He's the one who sustains and preserves us. And he's the one who gives us the ability even to earn a living. Even if you're retired, already enjoying your retirement, you're alive because God has a purpose in your life. The strength that God has given you, He is going to use you to be a blessing to others in whatever way. And so let us do this. Before we take our offering, have a moment with God first. And we're not going to do this like haphazardly. This is a moment that we're going to honor even in our giving. God, you have blessed my life. And so, God, I would like to give you my best. Amen. Even if you're out of job, can I tell you, there's so many ways for us to give. You can give your time. What is your skill? What is your strength? You can use that. We have so much to do in the work of God. Right now I'm out of job, but I know you can provide for my needs. I know you can guide me. You can open doors for me to find a job wherein I can be productive. And as you bless me with that job, I will be a blessing to many places like Mount Alban. Amen. And so let's honor the Lord in our giving this afternoon. Amen. And let's just thank Him first. Glory to God. Are you ready to worship the Lord in your giving?
Yes.
Praise God. And can I say this first? You know what I do now? I develop the habit. Even before I enter this room, this is already ready. Amen. Because I've already purposed in my heart what to give. Amen. So let's thank God. Father God, we thank you and we recognize that all blessings come from you alone. You are the source of blessings. You are the source of this very life that we have. And so, Father God, we come to you and we thank you. You have given us the example. You have given us your best. And that is your Son, Jesus. And so, Father God, when your word reminds us that because you gave your best, you did not withhold Jesus from any one of us, but you gave him up freely for us all. How shall you not in Christ freely give us all things that we need? And so, Lord God, we would like to honor you first. If you want to lift up your envelope or whatever you're going to offer God, lift it up to God. If you want to do a wave offering, do it by faith. Lord, I lift up my hands with my offering to you. I did not come empty-handed, God. But, Lord, I would like to honor you in my giving. To thank you for your goodness, to know that you are my bountiful and abundant supplier. And if you're that someone you find yourself in need, know you can prove God. He is our faithful God. For we know that, Lord, as we do, you're going to bless us in obedience to your word, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. As we call on the ushers, praise God.
Praise be to God, church. Let's fill this place with rejoicing tonight.
Praise God. Before we go to the Word of God, let me just take this moment to make announcements of certain important dates. Later on, after the Word, we're going to pray for the grandparents. Today's Grandparents' Day. Yes, so we're going to honor them and just thank them for their lives. You know, I was just talking to a couple earlier before the service started, and, you know, how, you know, their kids, all of their kids are grown up, but still, you know, they're taking care of their grandchildren. Praise God. And, you know, we honor them for their, you know, generous way of showing their love for their families. Amen. Taking care even of their grandchildren. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, and then next Saturday, September 16, we have this outreach again for Royal Wood. Amen. And if you're interested to be a part of this and you've never been, please see Sister Flory and Sister Emma. Praise God. Glory to God. This is an opportunity for us to be a blessing to those people, to visit this residence, senior residence in Royal Wood in Torrance. Amen. And then the 23rd, which is a Saturday, we are thankful that we have some brethren who will be water baptized, and Brother Joselito is one of them. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. And we're going to have it in our normal place, usual place in Newport Dunes. And so water baptism and, of course, our church picnic. I heard some of you would like to invite your friends. Bring them. This is an opportunity for us to share. Not just enjoy the family picnic, and we will do our, how do you call that thing? When you would spread the banana leaves and food boodle? So it would be a fun time for a boodle fight. Oh, my goodness. We're going to fight over food. No. We're going to enjoy the food. Amen. Praise God. So that's on September 23rd. Amen. Praise God. And let me take this opportunity. You know, when we are sensing that the Spirit of God is moving, do you know that the Spirit of God is urging us to pray more? Amen. Can I say this? The Bible tells us that, you know, our armed and dangerous brethren that shared the word today, they said that we are engaged in a spiritual battle. And so what we're going to do is we're going to make use of our spiritual weapons. Amen. And one of them is prayer and fasting and Word of God. And so this Wednesday, Friday, and next Sunday, we're going to observe prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Amen. Do you sense the urgency? With what's going on right now, I'm already ahead of me. So can I please request everyone to please rise up? And if you have your Bibles with you, if you'd like to, if you would turn it to the book of Acts chapter 2. The book of Acts chapter 2. Praise the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 2, we're going to start with verse 14. Acts 2, verse 14. I would encourage you, be focused on the Word of God. Be focused on the Word of God. Do not allow any distractions. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ask the help of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:14. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. Verse 19. I will. Who's this I will? The Lord. Yes, God. I will show what? Wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth where? Here, below. Can we say that again? The Lord said, I will show what? Wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will live in hope, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. See, that's one of the things that the Spirit of God, when you and I have the Spirit of God, look at what it says in verse 31. Seeing what was ahead. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit for us to understand what lies ahead for us. Amen. Verse 32, God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. Exalted to the right hand of God, he was received from the Father, the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, I want you to take note in verse 37. After what Peter said, look at this. When the people heard this, they were what? Cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. You know, the Holy Spirit used what word? Devoted. You know what it means to be devoted? You're committed. You're committed. They committed themselves to what? To the teaching of the word, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Praise God. Please be seated. Amen. You know, the men kind of helped me already with the preaching, with what they shared. See, the reason why the Lord showed us this portion of the scripture is, I'm so blessed to know that the story of Peter was preserved in the Bible for us to understand that, for us to see what God can do in the lives of people. God is able to change hearts. Change hearts. Peter, he was just an ordinary guy. So ordinary that when he was baptized with the Holy Spirit and when he addressed the multitude, the crowd, he was able to share who Jesus was and what Jesus did. What was the purpose of Jesus dying on that cross? But remember, he wasn't like that before the book of Acts. Peter, before he was baptized with the Holy Spirit, was a fearful guy. It was just one lady that approached him and said, you know, when Jesus was being interrogated by the religious leaders, and he was just kind of looking what's going to happen to Jesus, and someone approached him. And what happened was the woman said, aren't you with Jesus? and we know the story. What did he do? He denied Jesus. He denied Jesus. That was him. When he was asked to pray, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know what the word Gethsemane means? It's like a oil press. The garden where Jesus was when he asked, when Jesus asked his disciples, come along with me, I need to pray. Because this was the time before Jesus was about to suffer and die on the cross. At one moment, the Lord said, he told the Lord, is there any other way for you? Because I don't think you know, he was so open. See, that's one thing. I like what Brother Nelson, one of the things that he picked up from that seminar. You and I need to be authentic with God. Because the Bible tells us in Hebrews that our hearts are naked before God. We would always say this, we can hide what we have in our hearts from others, but we can never hide from God. Never, never. And that truth is humbling for all of us because, and it's not to put us down when what we have in our hearts are kind of, I don't like what that other person will know about what I'm thinking about him or her. Are there at times where we would have those kind of thoughts? But God knows. And so, see, when the Word of God tells us that that's who he is, that he's an all-knowing, all-seeing God, then might as well be honest to come before God. If you're discouraged, tell him, Lord, I'm discouraged. Lord, I've been praying for this person. God, gusto mong may kasama pang, you could, out of frustration, be authentic with God. Lord, I'm reaching the end of the line, God. I need help, Lord. I need help because I can't do this alone. And so Jesus said that with the Heavenly Father. He said that. And yet, not my will, not what I want, but Lord, what you will. So you see, the bottom line is, even though when God would tell us things, God would speak to our hearts, and God would tell us, go this way. But Lord, I want to go this way. But it's up to us whether we would choose the Lord's way or ours. Here's the thing. God would never force himself on any one of us. Never, never. He would always wait for us to make that decision for him. The reason why we are going through this portion of the scripture is because even for someone who has known the Lord for quite a while, do we all go through times wherein we are spiritually dry? You know in your heart that God has called you, but there's so many things in life that happens, things beyond our control. Like in my case, it was beyond my control. I was preaching one Sunday afternoon, and then, boom, I had this angioedema. I didn't know that. I was making plans about certain things, but did I know that that would happen to me? I didn't. It was such a blow, and yet, so I'm sharing this because the reality of life is when those things happen, when those things happen to us, whether it be a blow to our health, a blow to our finances when you would be handed a pink slip, when a loved one, if you're married and the other person would tell you, I don't love you anymore, I want a divorce. It's like, what do I do? Lord, what do I do? And the reality sinks in for us when those things happen. But the good news is we have a Lord. We have a God that we can call upon. Amen. In our times of being overwhelmed, can I say this? The things going on right now with Harvey in Houston and now Irma in Florida, earthquake, an 8.1 earthquake in Mexico, these things cannot be controlled by people. You can have the best meteorologist to forecast that this is coming. But who can calm a storm? Only God. There was a famous celebrity that was asked about, you know, his opinion about what's happening right now in America. He just quoted a verse from the Bible in the book of Job when he said that the God who's sovereign controls all of this. And then here comes the Twitter thing, all the haters. Do not be surprised when you and I would share about the Lord and people would just say, hey, a hypocrite. And they called him a hypocrite for just saying what the Word of God says. Because we are in the days wherein the spirit of Antichrist is being magnified. What do I mean by that? We should not be surprised if the world hates us Christians. That's why you and I need the power of God. The men that shared to you what they learned from that conference, it's because it's a humbling truth for us to realize that we cannot go on with our Christian life apart from the Spirit of God. We need His power. We need His anointing. When that came in my life, it's like left and right. It's like a deluge. It's like I was up to here. My health, what the prognosis of the neurologist, finances, my application for my long-term disability was disapproved. Lord, where do I get the provision? And those are the times wherein our faith is tested to the core and challenged whether I would still, like in my case, whether I would still be found praising God or even doing this. I had to ask God, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Do you know that God speaks? Yes, He does. Yes, He does. The Bible tells us, is anyone among you suffering? In the book of James, it says, let him pray. And God knows at times wherein you don't even want to open your Bible. You don't want to be in the company of brethren. Oh, you know, I would always say this because it happens. When someone calls, probably when you're down and out and you see my name flashing in your cell phone, oh, Pastor, delete. Don't wanna talk to Pastor. She's been always encouraging me to continue praising, but nothing is happening. Delete. We all go through that. I would always say this. Can I say this? What the enemy would want us is to isolate ourselves. That's why in Hebrews it says, do not forsake the assembling of the saints, because there will be moments wherein you are so down, you are so low, that God would use a brother or sister to propel you, to lift you up in prayer and even encourage you. Because we all go through these circumstances in life that you and I won't have control of. The people in Houston, you know, they even showed, an hour when I was watching the news, they showed a portion of a part of Florida where, you know, the shift. Irma, the storm, they gave a name to the hurricane. Irma shifted its course, its path. And, you know, the governor, here's the thing, and I'm using this as an example, because he was told by all the experts, the weather experts, that, you know, it's a strong, strong storm. The surge meaning to say when you have that tremendous speed and force of wind that the waves of the ocean can surge into the mainland. And the level of the water could be like as high as 12 feet. And so they showed a portion of Florida were in this multi-million dollar homes. Some people chose to stay. They even showed one woman who loves her boat so much. She could not, she was holding on to her boat because her heart was so attached to that she, I don't want anything to happen to my boat. That's why you and I, people need God. We need God as Christians, how much more those who don't have Christ? Meaning to say, without God, we lose sense of our priorities in life. And I'm not saying that, you know, you would say, oh, I worked hard for this boat. I saved my money for this boat. And I don't want anything to happen to my boat. What good would that boat do if you lose your life? And to know that how our life is so frail. And see, that's the one of the humbling truth that the Word of God reminds us. That's why it says, today is the day of salvation. Do not take the grace of God in vain. Meaning to say, do you know that people, everyone will be given an opportunity to hear the word. But it's up to us on how you and I would respond. God loves us so much. In fact, You know what? The Bible in the book of Romans, it tells us. Let's look at that in the book of Romans. Hallelujah. Romans 8. Romans 8. We're going to start with verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Sister Janet, can I have a t-shirt, please? So meaning to say, thank you so much. Do problems come to all?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it does. So now the Lord is telling us that he's going to use that to bring about something good in your life and mine. Okay, now, verse 19. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Look at verse 22. We know that the whole creation has been what? Groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. These things going on, this is what the Bible calls that even the physical earth is groaning. All of this, the change of weather, all of this earthquakes and all that, the change of the climate, everything, the earthquakes, this is one way. This is a manifestation that even the earth that Jesus created is groaning for Jesus' second coming. Because when sin entered this world, then that's why there's decaying, right? And so that's why Jesus, when he was nailed at that cross, he took care of sin once and for all. That's why we would always sing about it and declare about it, that Jesus is the only way to the Father. Now, we accepted Jesus, right? We're still waiting for his second coming. So in the meantime, what do we do? That's the question. In the meantime, what do we do? There's work to be done in the kingdom of God. In fact, he said, occupy in the Father's business until I come. What do you mean by occupy till in the Father's business? The church is about, this is not man's agenda. The church of God is not anyone's agenda at all. No man, no pastor, no woman. The church is about the Lord. You and I belong to Christ. You know that you are so precious? Do you know that when you receive Jesus in your life, you are so valuable to God that he would do anything for you not to be pulled away from him, to be taken away from him? Amen. In fact, the Bible tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not even famine, no disasters, anything. What is it right now that you're going through? The Lord is telling you, nothing can separate you from my love. You know, when I had a heart-to-heart talk with God, I would have moments with God. But you know what? He spoke to me. He told me what to do. See, that's the beauty of knowing Christ, being born again now, because now we have the ability to hear his voice. That's why in another portion of the Bible, it says, today if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. See, the moment, like what we said earlier, does he continue to speak to us?
Yes.
And he waits for us to say yes to him. But every time we say no to him, the heart gets hardened. Until there would be a time wherein the Lord would just, since that's your choice, have your way. Oh, we don't want that. We want that God would continually speak to our hearts. Amen. And so it's so amazing how someone like Peter was changed by God. From someone fearful, someone who would say, very cocky pa nga siya, oh Lord, I will die for you. I will die for you. But you know what? His faith was tested. But praise the Lord, he was a changed person when he received the Holy Spirit. Can God do that to us? See yourself as a follower of Christ. Most of us have already accepted Christ. How do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? There will be times wherein we need a self-examination. There would be moments wherein we need a heart-to-heart talk with God. In fact, when Peter, when he said that powerful message, he said, when they heard the message, and Peter said and declared the message of the gospel with such power through the Holy Spirit, the result was people who heard the message were cut to the heart. It wasn't how good he was. In fact, some people said, "Teka muna, isn't he Peter? Remember, he's a fisherman? But how can he talk that way with such authority?" Why? Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, the power of the Holy Spirit was upon him. That because of him, thousands of people came to know Jesus. How many of you would want to be used by God? I believe all of us. So when those people ask him, "What shall we do to be saved?" That's a very good question to be asked. Amen. And so Peter said in verse 38 of Acts 2, he didn't say, "You know what, attend a seminar so you can be a successful businessman." No. He said what? Repent. Repent is the first thing. Repentance is the first message of the gospel. Jesus, when he started his public ministry, his first message was repentance. Why? Because for all have sinned and have fallen short of God's glory. That's the greatest need of man, repentance. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And then when you and I repent, and we are forgiven of our sins through Jesus by his blood, what is the next promise? And you will what? Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. In verse 40, he said, he continued with his preaching. It says, with many other words, what did he do? Are you there with me? Verse 40, with many other words, what did Peter do? He warned them. He warned them and he pleaded with them. This is our call as followers of Christ. If you and I have already repented of our sins, then, you know, the next level would be what? To be baptized with this Holy Spirit. Because it's not enough for us to just, come Sunday. Praise God for that. But there's much more to being a follower of Christ. God would want to use us to share the gospel to others in the anointing of his Holy Spirit. Can the cares of life be a hindrance for us to do that? Yes. That's why it says in the book of Luke, the cares of life can be a trap to all, including myself. What are the cares of life? Work, family, hobbies, many things that can come our way that can take away God in our hearts. You know, when the Bible tells us that he is a jealous God, what does that mean? Not healthy jealousy, meaning to say God would want us to know him and that our loyalty to him, he's number one. When God calls us, I remember that when I was faced with that challenge, when there was an opportunity for me to go for a missionary trip. And the first thing that my mom said was, "Anak, paano naman kami?" Kasi, you know, my father passed away already, so I was like the, head of the household. And so I would drive them to work to and fro, and the kids were still small. So that was her question. And so I was tested as far as where is my loyalty? And it's not to disrespect my mom. I prayed for it, and the Lord confirmed that I should go. And I thank God that I obeyed the word of God. My mom and, you know, my family, praise the Lord, they're still alive. Yes. And nothing happened to them. See, that's, at times, you know, there's fear. Yeah. Well, if I go, those things, imagine fears. If I give this up, what would happen to me? My friends would call me KJ. Oh, Friday night. Oh, happy hour. Oh, I'm going to the prayer meeting. One of our sisters would say that her friends would always invite her to the happy hour. I'm going to the prayer meeting. Oh, my goodness. You go Wednesday, you go Friday. How about Sunday? I'm still at church. Oh, my goodness. Someone at my office said, You spend that long number of hours in church on a Sunday? Yes, yes, I do. What do you do? He's scratching it. What do you do? Because for them, it's not like real for someone to be spending that time with God and with one another. There's so much to do in the work of God. So can I say this? God is warning all of us. He's speaking to us as a church, and he's speaking to us as a nation. We are faced with issues that are humbling issues. Humbling issues. Whether it be a personal thing. You know, one thing is, let's always state the position of humility. Talo ho tayo. We are the loser if we take, I don't believe that. I don't believe that anymore. Some people chose to do that. But you know what? They were not patient enough to wait for God to act on their behalf. God has a perfect timing in everything. Can I say this again? I have seen that many times in my life, and I have seen that in the lives of others who stayed in the right course, who stayed on the path following Jesus. There will be many things would come our way. Many things would challenge our faith to the core. But can I say this? Let us not give up what Jesus has prepared for us for the fleeting moments of pleasure that this world will offer. And there will be times wherein, when you and I would go through times of being down and out, praise the Lord that you and I can be revived, can be revived. I put up a, I'm going to ask, but before I call him to give you this, when you're driving your car, how important is the gauge, yung dun sa panel? It will tell you whether your gas is empty. Very important. It will tell whether the thermostat, whether you're hot. The speed. There you go. The speed. How important is that to you? It's important. Our life here on earth is a journey. We might compare ourselves like driving that car. You and I cannot reach that destination when you already see the, you know, at times the cars now would have a way of like, ding, ding, ding. Like the gauge would show you like signals. You're running on empty gas. Oh, no, it's okay. Or you see the thermometer too hot, and oh, it's still okay, but smoke is already coming out. You still step on the gas. No. You and I cannot, even the maintenance. How important is it for you to maintain your car? It needs oil. So it's the same thing with our lives as a Christian. There will be indicators that we're running out of gas. There are indicators that we need maintenance, we need oil. And so let us have this moment with the Lord. As I call on Brother Art, and if the rest of the ushers can kind of help so it can speed up. Sister Maribeth, paghatian nyo, yes, okay. Bring that at home this entire week. Go over, it's a questionnaire. The title is what? Spiritual Heart Checkup. Spiritual Heart Checkup. When you go to your doctor, how do they check our physical heart? If your heart is okay. Yeah, they have monitors. They would even have us go through the test, the treadmill test and all that to see whether, you know, our physical heart is okay. Now, bring that home with you and prayerfully spend time with God. Look for a quiet place, please. Look for a quiet place. Can I suggest even leave your cell phone if you are to, like, go in your car, leave your cell phone. Kasi at times, kahit na nasa bahay, if you would like to find a room in your house, don't bring your cell phone with you because it can be a distraction. Is that true?
Yeah.
Let it be a moment with God. And go over those questions. Amen. And so we're going to come to the Lord in prayer as we end. And this coming days, what we're going to do on Wednesday is, how many... And pause this and ask some of you, How many of you have not yet been baptized by the Holy Spirit? If you have not yet received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you have not yet been, Wednesday night, we're going to have a baptism of the Holy Spirit series. We're going to come to the Lord and ask, God, fill me with your Holy Spirit. I need you, Lord. I need you. As you are going over those questions, I started to do that myself, and the Spirit of God is beginning to show me areas in my life that I have to repent of. We all need this kind of moments with God. Amen. Let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for this time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Sige, set aside yun na po yung the questionnaire. You could kind of fold that and tuck it in your Bible if you have, or your notebook. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let it be a moment for all of us, please. You know, one of the things that God is teaching all of us is to have a high regard for the presence of God. When we are praying, you know, we would ask that, you know, let's all be together in it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Father God, we thank you that your mercy and grace is still at work in all of our lives. For us as a church, even for us as a nation, God. We thank you for reminding us through your word that you have the power to change hearts, God. Thank you for reminding all of us that our greatest need, oh God, is to have our sins forgiven. When Peter, Lord God, as you anointed him with your spirit, he proclaimed a powerful message that just cut to the hearts of people who heard the message, God. Lord, we thank you that, Holy Spirit, you're the one who speaks to our hearts. You're the one who guides us and shows to us our true spiritual condition. You have a way of speaking to our hearts like no one else can. Father God, you're teaching us how to put more weight on what you say rather than what others would say. Our need is, Lord, oh God, to repent of our sins. Even for some of us who have known you for quite a while, God, there's so many things in life that can pull us away from you, God. And as we commit the days coming, even as we started tonight in our own respective places, as we would set aside that time with you, Lord, may we come to you with all openness and honesty and say to you, Lord God, the things that's in our hearts, you already know them, but there's something about confessing them to you, oh God. And Lord, even confessing to one another as needed, God, when you would even touch our hearts, because your word says that when we confess our sins to one another, healing takes place. God, you are developing in all of us that kind of vulnerability and transparency, oh God, that we need not be afraid because, Lord, you are teaching all of us not to judge or criticize anyone because you are the God who knows what's going on in each one's life. So, Holy Spirit of a living God, we honor you. We thank you that you're our teacher and our guide. You're the one. You're the one. You're the power of God that we need today. And so, Lord, we come to you, Lord, as a church, oh God, and we are asking, Lord, for the fresh baptism of your Spirit. When any one of us is going through spiritual dryness, oh God, we remember that, Holy Spirit, you're the one that can revive our hearts. You're the one that would show to us, oh God, the things or people we might have places for them in our hearts that has taken your place, oh God. It can be a hobby. And so, Lord, even our work, Lord God, in Jesus' name, give us, Lord God, that discernment, the ability to know what's right and what's wrong, the ability to know what matters most to you, oh God. Not what is important to us, but what matters to you. When you remind us that life can be so frail and no one is guaranteed about our tomorrows, we remember that, Lord, you're still the God of grace and you're still speaking to all of us, oh God. You're here to help us. You're here to guide us. You're here to encourage us in our walk with you, oh God. And so, Lord, even as we commit ourselves with these questionnaires, oh God, that would help us come to you and allow you, Holy Spirit, to speak to our hearts in any area of our lives that we need your guidance, your power, your wisdom, show to us, oh God. And so, Lord, we even commit to you the coming days, oh God, and we ask, Lord God, for the work of your Spirit. That, Lord, you would use us the way you have changed Peter. Change us, oh God. He was a person, oh God, so committed to the cause of the gospel of our Lord. He knew then, Lord God, what it means to be a true follower of Christ. He died for the cause of the gospel, Lord. Some of us, you might not require us to die for the cause of the gospel, but Lord, there will be times wherein you would speak to our hearts, if you would want us to go for a missionary, give up certain comforts and conveniences, oh God, or even in our finances, oh God. We would want to purchase something, and yet you would speak to us, and Lord, instead give it for the cause of the gospel, oh God. So many areas in our lives, oh God, that, Lord, you would want us to say yes to you, Lord. So Heavenly Father, we thank you that even at this moment that you're touching everyone in this gathering, oh God. That, Lord, you're, as we are wanting for more of you, more of the power of God and the love of God to flow through us, that, Lord, you would feel that heart that hungers for you, oh God. Lord, I pray for your divine protection, hedge of protection to be built upon your church, God, upon our families, oh God, people that we are praying for, people that we would want to be won for Jesus, oh God. Teach us how to pray for them. Give us creative ideas and ways, Father God, on how to strike a conversation with people that, Lord, that we will be able to share to them the gospel, oh God. And so, Lord, with the coming days, oh God, we realize that we cannot do the work of God apart from you. So, Father God, fill us with your Spirit. Baptize us with your Holy Spirit. This is our prayer, oh God. And so, Lord, thank you for what the men shared earlier today. And, Father God, it makes us remember that, Lord, you have the power to do this in our hearts, oh God. And so, Lord, thank you for encouraging us, oh God, for we know that, Lord, when we choose you, Lord, oh God, we have chosen the best for us, oh God. We don't want to miss what you have prepared for us, oh God. And so, Lord, this is our prayer. Grant us wisdom. Teach us how to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom, oh God. And this is my prayer for everyone in this local church, Father God. Bless them indeed, Father God. Your guidance and divine protection be upon us, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you all. Praise God. So we're observing prayer and fasting for the entire week, Wednesday, Friday, and even Sunday. Amen. So praise God. Let's all rise up and call on the praise and worship team. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord and give our best to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
His name is exalted over
praise
all the earth.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we are here to exalt your name.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Even outside of this building, Lord, help us to exalt your name. As your light shine upon us, Lord.
That's right, that's right. Amen.
Keep us, Holy Spirit. Just keep us, Lord. Let your light shine. Let your light shine, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord God. That is your promise, Lord God, in the book of Psalms, Lord God. Your name, Lord God. The salvation, Lord God, will be revealed, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, your salvation will be revealed upon all nations, Lord God. Hallelujah. For you are the God of salvation, Lord. Thank you for saving our souls, Lord.
His name is exalted far above the earth. His name is high above the heavens. Far above the earth, give glory and honor and praise unto his name. No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of the Lord. No other name but the name of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of power and of praise.
No other name,
no other name but the name of Jesus.
That's no other name.
No other name but the name of the Lord.
That's right, there's no other name.
No other name.
Going to do is, if there's someone who wants to be prayed for, I'm going to ask the men to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to lay hands on you. It takes humility to say, I need prayer. But you know what was shared earlier is something that the Spirit of God is there developing in all of us. We should not be embarrassed. If we have a need, there's such a great need and it's weighing you down. Help is here. Help is here. And so there's power in agreement to have a brother or a sister in Christ to be alongside of you. There's power in prayer. So if there's anyone right now who needs prayer, we'd leave the altar open. Come forward and we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. If there's anyone, hallelujah. Yes. The Spirit of God just... impress that in my heart. If there's someone, if there's anyone, it could be just one or two. If you need prayer, please come forward. Don't hold back. Don't hold back.
Come just as you are.
Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Sige po, if there's anyone else, or you would want to come here in front to be in behalf of someone that you would like the power of God to work in the life of that person. Come forward. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
the men that were, you know, this is where the anointing of the Spirit of God would flow. Brother Jun, Brother Tota, sige, come on. Pray for us. Hallelujah. We will be in agreement right now. If there's anyone else you would want a touch from God today, yeah. Let's not wait for Wednesday anymore. It's right here in our midst. Spirit of the living God, come. Spirit of the living God, come. Do not hold back. Yes. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord, you will grant that to him, Lord Father.
Praise God. Praise God. Hambaba yire de 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 boshen. Yire de 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 boshen de ki yire de 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 boshen. Lord, oh God, even as I lay hands on Sister Evelyn, oh God, Ikaw ang Diyos na nakakaalam, Lord God, na nasa puso niya, Panginoon. I pray, oh God, for the power of your Spirit to come upon Sister Evelyn, oh God. In Jesus' name, oh God. Lord, oh God, yung life niya, Panginoon, oh God. Panginoon, oh God, belongs to you, oh God. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Panginoon, oh God, yung change and power of God to come upon her life, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. That Lord, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. Puspusan mo siya ng banal na Espiritu mo, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Taas mo po yung kamay mo. Taas mo po yung kamay sa Panginoon. It's an act of surrender. Surrender mo lahat sa Panginoon, Sister Evelyn. Surrender mo lahat. Hallelujah. Yes. Receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Baptize Sister Evelyn with your Spirit, oh God. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Receive it, Sister Evelyn. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Salamat, Panginoon. Salamat, O God. In Jesus' name. Thank you for touching Sister Evelyn, O God, with your Spirit, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, hindi ka patapos. There's so much things, O God, na gagawin mo pa through her life, O God. Lahat na nakahadlang, Panginoon, O God, tatanggalin mo, Panginoon. If there's any hurt within her, O God, bring healing, O God, in Jesus' name. Mga tao may pagbubulak sa kanya, Panginoon, O God, nire-release niya ngayon, Panginoon. In the name of Jesus, ang baba, Hallelujah, say that, I release them to you, Lord. I release them all to you, God. Release mo ang puso ko, Panginoon. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord, I choose to forgive them. Pinapatawad ko sila, Panginoon, as I receive your forgiveness in my life, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Ang babayin-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de- Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Lord, as I lay hands on Sister Emilio, God, I pray for the power of your Spirit upon her life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continually use her, oh God, with the power of your Spirit, for the husband, oh God, her children, oh God, mga kamag-anakan, oh God. In every place that you take her, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, oh God. So salamat, oh God, sa kalakasan you've given her, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Feel us more.
Hallelujah.
Feel us more.
Hallelujah.
thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you once more, Lord God, for this powerful time that you have given us, created for us. That's why Sabbath day is so precious, God. We thank you for the rest that you have given the hearts of your people today and the assurance to know that, Lord, you are with us through your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the renewed strength. We thank you, Father God, for the wisdom that you have given us. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for the power of your Spirit, oh God, the enabling power, oh God, the things that we cannot do on our own, oh God.
Lord,
you have given us and equipped us with power from on high, oh God.
We need your power.
We honor you, Holy Spirit of the living God. And so, Father God, we even commit to you the remainder of this day. May everything that we will do and say, even in our conversation, may it be honoring you, God. Father, we thank you that, Lord, that your word promises that the lips of the righteous is a fountain of life. That, Lord, through your Spirit, oh God, you would cause our lives to intersect with the lives of people who need a word from you. Word of encouragement, word to build up, a word of warning, a word of rebuke done in the spirit of grace and love, oh God, for those who need to be rebuked, to be corrected, to be warned, oh God, that we may do it all in the boldness through your Spirit, oh God. We thank you for loving us so much. That's why, God, the seemingly delay for your second coming is because you're giving all of us an opportunity to make our relationship with you right and our relationship with one another right. Thank you, Lord, for dismissing us in the power of your Spirit, the love and the grace flowing through us, even as we commit our time together, whether we take our meal together, God. May we always sense your presence in our lives and value it, oh God. And so, Father God, we thank you, Lord, oh God. Thank you for touching and blessing everyone in this congregation, oh God. We love you. We thank you for loving us first. We give you the highest praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Praise God. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. God is good. Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen.
Let me be an instrument.